The hard to hire includes homeless people, high school dropouts, and felons. And Broward County wants to throw them a rope. But the ordinance does not require contractors to actually hire these people. They just have to make a good faith effort to try and find someone who falls into that hard to hire category. County Commissioner Dale Holness, who proposed the bill, says this flexibility for contractors is by design.
We're not looking to have a big stick over people's head. We're only wanting to encourage them to utilize the available resources to help them hire someone, to see how they can build and strengthen the weakest in the community.
His version includes a $1,500 penalty per job if the company does not make an effort to hire a disadvantaged job seeker. But hiring more brings with it a $500 bonus. When it comes to helping felons, the proposed ordinance may be the first of its kind. Sherry Nolan worked for the Federal Justice Department and heads up a consulting group that helps current and former prisoners.
This is the first jurisdiction that I'm aware of that is actually delineating persons coming out of prison as a hard-to-hire population in need of assistance.
Assistance, she says, that's needed in an already tough job market. The Broward County Commission is slated to discuss the ordinance on April 11th. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.